Hello, Aquarius. Welcome back. April here from Real Talk Tarot. And today I've got your mid-March general overall reading. Now, in the pre-shuffle here, we have the High Priestess, the Four of Pentacles, Eight of Pentacles, and the Queen of Wands reversed. Now, Aquarius, your intuition is telling you that you need to work towards your stability, because there is an energy that someone is trying to throw you off, or something will attempt to throw you off your game, okay? And it's this Queen of Wands reversed, all right? She's very petty. So whatever's going on, listen to your intuition. If it's telling you to take certain actions or to refrain from taking certain actions, whatever that might be for you, that's just a heads up in the pre-shuffle. Okay. At the bottom, there was the Five of Wands indicating conflict, okay, and change. So those are the pre-shuffles. Now, let's get into the messages from Spirit here, and we'll do a Celtic cross and find out what is going on this lovely mid-March for the starseed of Aquarius. All right, Aquarius. Spirit, show us the energies for the starseed of Aquarius at the base of this reading, according to energies for the starseed of Aquarius for mid-March 2022. Let's see here. Okay. Oop, that was half the deck. I don't believe that's... There we go. Thank you, Spirit. Three of Pentacles reversed. Okay. So, some collaboration or... some kind of group, community, endeavor, contract. It's not going well at this time. What's crossing that is the Star. Okay? So, I feel like maybe one of these three pentacles here could be vying for, to be number one. Or just the dream team didn't quite work out as planned overall. So let's find out a little bit more, Spirit. What can you tell Aquarius, please? We got above you. Okay, so this is Ace of Pentacles reversed. All right, right. So some opportunity that seemed like a good thing might have somehow gone south. In the basement, what is below? As above, below. What is below, Aquarius, please, for this reading? Is below Aquarius, please. It's below Aquarius, but mid-March. Ace of Swords, that's the truth. Yep. Yes, there's a truth here that someone, there was three or more people involved in an endeavor, project, collaboration, community, that had some type of falling out. So in the recent past, Spirit, can you show us the energies of the recent past with the starseed of Aquarius? For the recent past energies? Stability. So in the Four of Pentacles, something that seemed stable and had some value, had potential. In the future, you have the Ten of Cups reversed. So, I'm sorry, the Nine of Cups reversed. So you might even be losing money on this, this dissolution of partnership. For whatever reason, you might be taking a loss here in the near future. All right, how do others see Aquarius, please, Spirit? As the High Priestess. So they know that you're intuitive and that you have probably got this. All right. They feel like you are on top of the situation. All right. So maybe you won't be taking the loss. Maybe you're going to outsmart someone who's trying to create a loss for you in this scenario. Okay, that could very well be. All right. So what are the outside influences, Spirit? Oh, kidding me? Well, two came out, and I'm taking them. The Devil, reversed, and Death. Okay. Outside influences is that someone has a death grip on you, and they are trying desperately not to let you go, or not to let this project or arrangement, whatever it is, all right? One of these three people does not want this to end. All right, and what are in your hopes and fears, Spirit? What are in the hopes and fears of Aquarius at this time? What are in the hopes and fears? Justice reversed. Okay. So you want to make sure that everything is fair and balanced, and you could be afraid that you could lose out. Your intuition is telling you that this double energy that's so dependent, codependent, if it doesn't change, it's going to create an injustice in the outcome, okay? So someone needs to stop being petty and immature and start handling things like adults, basically, in order for it to be fair for everyone. What is the outcome, please, for Aquarius, please? What is the outcome for Aquarius? Oh. You're going to take a break from it all. You have the Four of Swords here. You're going to take a step back and just rest and recoup. Because your ships did not come in the way you thought they would. At the bottom of the deck, you have Two of Wands reversed. So, you might be changing direction in your mind. You know, as to you know, this could be a sinking ship. You know, maybe you want to jump ship because you see that it's failing in some way and someone's clinging onto you. All right. That could be a scenario. So let's get a couple additional messages here from the my own deck here, my own little messages. Let's find a little bit more for Aquarius. Get a couple more messages for Aquarius. You have Snakes in the Grass, okay? So again, that's that deceptive energy. This person might not be clinging or, you know, in a malicious way. They're just maybe desperate to save their own ass, you know? All right, and another one is loyalty, okay? Loyalty. Who are you loyal to and why? And who's loyal to you and who's not? This is probably going to be a time when you find out a whole lot about loyalty, what it means to you. and free will. So everyone on the board has free will. And they are, you are probably intuitively knowing that they are going to do what they're going to do. You will want to protect your own ass. They're going to want to protect theirs. So somehow everyone has to get over the emotional aspects of it and treat this in a logical, diplomatic way for it to have a good resolution. Okay? So those are the messages that I have for you, Aquarius. I hope you enjoyed them. I invite you back again, and as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.